Okay, welcome.
All right. Number, hi.
I'm sorry. Let me introduce the item.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Carla, it's item 1100. Proclaim October 2018 to be Philippinex American History Month.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Hi. My name is Matt Lim. I work for the Bureau of Technology Services in the Enterprise Business Solution Division. And I'm also on the steering committee for FACE, that is the Filipino American City Employees. And today, for the month of October, we want to proclaim Filipinx American History Month. And so to start us off, we are having a live band play right here. Their name is Adobo Ni Lola, which means grandmother's adobo. And we've got Jonah, Jordan, and Juice. So if you guys want to go ahead and play, I guess go ahead.
Filipino song called Tell Me Where It Hurts by the band MYMP. We hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's an original piece of music?
Oh, no, it's from original Filipino music.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got just one final drum solo. It's going to be super quick.
Okay.
Heads up, a little profanity in the track. Yeah. Heads up.
Listen, man, I heard you got you a dime piece, man. One of the Beyonce making good types, man. Is that true, man? I just want to know. I mean, shit, to be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing.
Thank you very much. Okay, Matt, you have some speakers also?
I thought we were going to do a 5-minute
recess. Oh, okay. I thought we were going to do that after the proclamation.
Okay, well,
let's finish the proclamation, then we'll let the band break down. We'll take a 5-minute recess for the band to break down.
I guess you guys can go ahead and introduce yourself. Just go.
All right, so I'm Justin Katigbuck, and I sit on the board at the Filipino-American Association of Portland and Vicinity. We are a nonprofit organization on 90th and Stark.
My name is Angelica Lim. I'm the former chairperson of Gabriela Portland, which is a Filipino women's organization, a grassroots organization here in Portland.
I'm Emily Rice. I work as a senior IT manager for the Port of Portland. Used to work for the City of Portland for over 10 years, so I'm happy to be back. And I also serve on the board for the Foundation of Philippine Progress, as well as a member of the ICHRP, International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines.
Oh, okay. So a little bit about myself. I basically was born and raised here in Portland. Actually born in California, but 20 years spent here. Went to middle school, high school, and college. I was involved in a college organization, PSU Kaibigan, Portland State University. And it's there when I learned about, like, my identity as a Filipino and the history about my family and a little bit about me and my family. My parents migrated here to the States in the 80s after Marcus implemented martial law. My dad told me that he wanted to move here to the States for a better life. And because at the time there was not a lot of opportunity for him, and he thought it was better for us to be in the States and go to college and just for a better life in general. PSU Kaibigan really helped me develop what it means to be Filipino, and taught me, you know, about my history. And when I was in middle school and high school, I always had trouble understanding that side of my life, right? It's important that we have programs and grassroots organizations like Angelica and Emily are part of that are leading those things. And I don't think without those organizations, I would have been here today. And even like serving my community for almost six years already, both in college and now after I'm done. And I'd like to thank the council for having me here today.
Thanks, Justin.
Hi. Thank you, commissioners, for having us. So, like I said, my name is Angelica Lim. I actually have a kind of migration, immigration story, too, as well. Just like a lot of Filipinos here in Portland, I migrated from Alaska, born and raised in Juneau, Alaska. I decided to plant roots here because had a son in 2006 and decided that Portland would be a really great place to raise him. I think that the proclamation today is imperative in the sense that it invites the city of Portland to really engage with the Filipino community. As the former chairperson of Gabriela Portland, which is, I mentioned earlier, is a Filipina organization, we really do our best to organize around issues that impact Filipino women. And so that has to do with Filipino women here in Portland, in Oregon, and also across the United States, and Filipinos who immigrate from the Philippines. I don't know if you knew this, but there's about 6,000 Filipinos who leave the Philippines every day. Half of those are women looking for, quote-unquote, a better life in the United States and Saudi Arabia. And what they sometimes come to find is that when they migrate to the United States, they are met with intense discrimination, intense racism, and exploitation around the work that they end up doing. So here in Portland alone, we have many Filipino women who are undertaking domestic care work and being exploited with wages. And so a lot of what Gabriela is intending to do is organize with Filipino women to solve their issues. I raised this as a mother. I raised this as a Filipina, which is a Filipino woman. I raised this as a concerned citizen that I think a proclamation comes at a really important time where currently in the Philippines, many people are experiencing the war on drugs and extrajudicial killings from President Duterte. Currently, Senator Merkley actually condemned Duterte's actions. And so with the city's proclamation on Filipinx, American History Month, I think that's an engagement and a commitment for the city to actually take up understanding the impact that the United States has on the Philippines and why Filipinos migrate to the United States. I think that actually also holds the city of Portland accountable to really engage with the history. So education, like Justin was saying, in public schools, understanding how many Filipinos are in the city of Portland and also in Oregon, and what kind of jobs do we take up. You'll know Filipinos as as nurses, doctors, accountants, janitors, and that is part of our rich history of contributing to this country. We're also talking about the labor history, too, and how Filipinos have had an impact there. I think that if you didn't know this, Filipinos are the third largest Asian population in the United States, and yet we are still very unwell known. So I think that this is also an encouragement for the city of Portland to really take up an understanding of the history of migration patterns from all the way from California through Oregon to Seattle. It's an honor to be here. I think that right now I feel a little emotional to understand that having a Filipino son here living in the city of Portland, I can say to him that his city actually supports his life, supports his identity, supports his existence, and supports his future. And I think that this proclamation also speaks to the accountability for Filipino migrants, Filipino mothers, Filipino students. We've come a long way as Filipinos. We have a large population in the United States, a large population of culture of vibrancy, but we also have a lot of healing to do with the relationship between the United States and the Philippines. So I think that the city proclamation is actually acknowledging that healing, but all inviting us to build a stronger future.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Emily?
I am Emily Rice, as I mentioned, and it's with great joy and pride that I'm here to celebrate this occasion with my former city colleagues as well as members of my community. A little bit about my story. I was born in the Philippines and I'm from an indigenous community in Luzon. My parents moved to Oregon when I was less than a year old, seeking out economic opportunity that they didn't have under the martial law by then President Ferdinand Marcos. Growing up in the Portland metro area, I witnessed the pressure my parents experienced to assimilate into the majority white American culture. I witnessed my mother being ridiculed for her Filipino accent and enduring racist and sexist comments, devaluing her humanity as an indigenous Filipina. My mom did everything she could to protect me from experiencing those painful things, but for her that meant I grew up not learning my family's languages. Even without the languages, I felt a deep connection to my heritage and culture. I didn't see many other Filipinos in my school or represented in the society. In high school and college, I tried to learn more about the history of the Philippines and of Filipino Americans. My textbooks didn't have much to offer me, but I was fortunate to have a high school teacher help point me towards good sources on Philippine and Filipino American history. I learned about the Filipino-American War at the turn of the 20th century, following the Philippines' brief independence from Spain. I learned the tactics and weapons developed, including waterboarding and the Colt 45, which were used against Filipinos, and the courageous resistance by Filipinos struggling for freedom in their homeland. And just across the street from the Portland building, in Lounsdale Park, is a statue commemorating the American soldiers who died during the Filipino-American War. But what it doesn't mention is that for every one American soldier killed, there were 50 Filipinos who were killed. Over 250,000 Filipinos were killed as they struggled for their freedom. I learned about the Lewis and Clark Exposition held right here in Portland at Giles Lake, where over 20 indigenous Filipinos from the same region of my ancestors were brought, likely by force, to be put on display here in what was essentially a human zoo, along with other indigenous people. They were brought to show Americans attending the expo that Filipinos were savages who needed to be uplifted through American colonization in the Philippines. I learned that there are very painful moments in Filipino-American history. As I learned about these things, however, I also learned about hope. I learned about people power and the powerful resistance of the Filipino and Filipino-American people through organizing against repressive governments, against systemic oppression, racism, sexism, xenophobia, labor exploitation here and around the world. Filipino-American organizers were an instrumental part of the U.S. labor movement in the 20th century, and they're a treasured part of our legacy, which lives on to this day. Filipino-American organizers advocate not only for fellow Filipino-Americans, but also for Black and brown people in our country facing racism and xenophobia. Filipino-American organizers advocate in solidarity with indigenous people in the Philippines and all around the world who face land grabbing and the destruction of their ancestral lands. Filipino-American organizers work to uphold human rights and end the flow of U.S. tax dollars for further militarization in the Philippines. Filipino-American organizers advocate for Filipinos in the Philippines suffering in a society of extrajudicial killings, which have been normalized under President Duterte's drug war. As a board member of the Foundation for Philippine Progress and a member of iChirp, I'm proud to make an impact in my community here in Portland and throughout the world by continuing in this vibrant tradition of Filipino-American organizing. I'm grateful that there's more Filipino-Americans in Portland today than there were when I was growing up, and I'm also grateful for this proclamation. My hope is that people continue to learn our history, more people will honor and adopt the spirit of power, people power, and community organizing that Filipinos and Filipino-Americans' histories have lived out for centuries. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Emily, Angelica, and Justin very much. Appreciate it. And I will now read the proclamation, and then my colleagues may want to make some comments, and then we'll gather for a picture right in front here afterwards. Whereas the city of Portland is proud of its diversity and draws strength from the rich cultures and traditions of all community members, and whereas Filipinx American Heritage Month is an opportunity for all individuals and organizations to recognize the contributions of Filipino Americans to the development and defense of our country, as well as the cultural, civic, and economic life of Portland for over 150 years. Whereas Filipinx Americans come from a complex and diverse mix of many languages, belief systems, and ethnicities, including Bicolano, Cebuano, Ilocano, and Hokkien, and whereas Filipinx Americans in Oregon are presiding over the adversity of exclusion, incarceration, and displacement, and now therefore I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October 2018 to be Filipino American History Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to recognize, celebrate the vibrant history, cultures, and contributions of our Filipino American community. So thank you. Anybody up here had any comments, or we can
take a picture?
Take a picture. Okay, let's all get up here. You can come through the barriers there. We'll get a picture. Yeah. And then we're going to take like a 5-minute break to let the band break down.
Nice. Cool. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.